This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The Olympics has ended, and I will tell you, first Olympics that I've watched where I cheered against Americans. Did any of you feel the same way? Hey, glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about the program, or you can go, you can call us at 844-551-8255. And as I was about to say, to the leftists, or you can go to... No, I'm kidding. We love hearing from all of you. I like the naysayers. I like the ones that come correct. But like some guy writes me a note, you know, you ain't nothing but a blah, 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 something negative. And I said something back negative to him. I tell people that follow me on my Twitter feed, I had a pastor. He's going to run for office. He saw me, he and his wife and another lady were together at a CPAC. He saw me. He says, yeah, Kevin. One of the ladies goes, Kevin, I follow you. I love your work. I follow you on Twitter. And I went, ooh, Lord, like that. And she goes, no, it's okay. She goes, I get it. She goes, I understand what you're doing. She says, Jesus was no chump. I don't know if Jesus came over the top like I do when people write to me, but I know Jesus was no chump. And, you know, and I said, I'm just warning you. You know, look, there's a side of me that I've got a temper for radio. And most of you that are listening to this program, you would never see the ugly side of Kevin Jackson, but he has an ugly side. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Tell people all the time, you come at me ugly, man, I'm going to respond ugly. But the way I respond isn't an attack on you personally. It's an attack on you for attacking me. Jesus said, turn the other cheek. Yeah, turn the other cheek so you could do it with a spinning back kick. Swap. There's nothing that implies that you're just supposed to lay down. Now, that's all I'm saying, man. You can't be coming after us repetitively and continuously and thinking that the whole time, I'm talking to leftists now, thinking that we're just going to completely lay down. We're going to, oh, you know what, say what you want about Christianity, say what you want about, you know, all the issues like the way we want you to raise kids, the way we want you to perceive people in the community. We are the most, how can you say, look, when you think of conservatism, you can only think of Christian, Judeo-Christian values and conservatism in the sense that nobody wants to hurt anybody else. We only want what's best for everybody. And you go, how can it be best for everybody? There are things that can be best for everybody. A safe community is best for everybody. Not, you know, how do you measure that? How do you achieve that? It may require that you have to lock some people up.
Well, Kevin, that right there is not best for everybody.
Well, you know what? If that person that doesn't commit the crimes doesn't do it, it's a safe community. It's best for everybody. See, that's how liberals get you.
How could it possibly be good if you're locking people away?
Well, how could it possibly be good if people are doing the things that are getting them locked away? And I'm not talking about using the wrong pronoun in addressing somebody.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, sir, I'm a madam.
Well, I'm just looking at the Adam's apple in the beard. That's why I called you, sir. Arrest that man.
Now, that's silly, but if somebody's beating up somebody for the wrong reason or stealing their car or murders or, you know, commit some sort of heinous crime and you,
Kevin, that's just bad. We can't do that. That's going to hurt that person.
Well, that person should have thought about that. We live in a civilized society. Robin Cook wrote a book, I think it was called Oblivion, and there was a society where there was no crime. It's a really interesting book. I think it's called Oblivion. It's by Robin Cook. And these people find this new world, and people live forever. The only thing that will stop you from living forever is murder. You know, somebody kills you. But they have a society that's been peaceful, and nobody dies, which is a whole other interesting concept, because I think that in a society where you do have bad things that happen, you have to die. Think about it. If you live forever knowing what you know, how would you react if you, the only thing that could get you out of this society is death? You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about you would live forever. You can't die naturally. Somebody has to kill you. Cancer can't kill you. No disease, no pestilence, nothing like that. You have to be killed. What would society be? It's an interesting concept, isn't it? You guys are my producers are intrigued. Read that book. I'm serious. One of the best books I've ever read. Made me a Robin Cook fan. I think it's called Oblivion, but it may not be. It's a one-word title that begins with an O, I believe. Check it out. But that stuff makes you think. It makes you think about your mortality and all this. I'm going to tell you right now, in a world that we live in right now, you would be crazy to want to live forever, to watch people die in front of you for the most crazy reasons and people blaming God. It's God's fault. Look at what God did. God puts us through situations to test us in ways that we have that are so far beyond our comprehension, you don't even understand it. Me losing my mother, her birthday was yesterday. Talked about it. Me losing my mother at the age of 4, almost 5 years old, is a testament to what was God's plan for me. Many of you have traumas that you've gone through and you're going, what in the world is going on here? Why am I getting tested like this? And if you didn't have that, excuse me, if you didn't have that, you couldn't appreciate these other things. You wouldn't recognize the things that God wants you to see. Am I right? When things are going really well, you miss the things, some of the lessons of life, they just zip right by you. Or you zip right by them. You're in euphoria. A girl on her wedding day. Man, she didn't know. There's hardly anything you can tell her that's going to ruin her. Oh, I ain't letting anything ruin my day. You get what I'm saying? There are things where you just put the blinders on. You got to have that. And leftists get rid of that. They don't want anybody to go through that stuff, never feeling that test. That's the deal. So when they're tested, they crumble. They literally crumble, just little cupcakes, man, you know, a pound cake, really dry one. You touch it and it crumbles. That's the way it is. So be glad for those tests. I want to talk about, anyway, I started talking about the Olympics. And first time I cheered against America. I bet many of you did the same thing. Lindsey Vonn. I did not want Lindsey Vonn to win anything. That skater. I don't even know his name. Not worth mentioning. I didn't want him to win. I'm not going to the White House. I don't want you to win. You feel bad about that? I know.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Jackson Radio Show.
They say NRA memberships are booming.
That's right.
The NRA, when Trump got elected, it was bad news for them. He's pro-Second Amendment, blah, blah, blah. NRA memberships are booming. Controversy, school shooting. Isn't that tragic that sometimes we as conservatives benefit over this? I was talking to a guy the other day, a brother at CPAC. I said to him about Ferguson. I said, you know, sadly, the nonsense of Ferguson made me a national figure. I was on TV all the time. I was doing little things on Fox here and there. When that hit, I was all over Fox, all over CNN. You know, building a name. What was I doing? Common sense. Telling people, hey, look, it's crazy to condemn a police officer for what appears to be him doing his job and for what appears to be a criminal, you know, a criminal act committed by a kid who then tried to kill a cop. I mean, it was pretty clear to me, and I knew people were lying. I told people this when they said that Darren Wilson stuck his arm out the window and grabbed Michael Brown by the neck and by the throat. I was, okay, now I know, you know, these silly Negroes telling lies. This ain't nothing but lies. And then at that point, I mean, I still said, give the man the benefit of the doubt. Oh, Uncle Tom, you this, that, and the other. But it took that story to make me national. And I tell people all the time, if you say, Kevin, if Ferguson never happened and you were just doing your normal routine at Fox, which would probably mean I'm just kind of trucking along, would you be okay with that? My answer is a quick and emphatic yes. I would be more than okay with that. I would be more than okay with black people in the community saying, you know what? That kid was wrong. That cop did the right thing. Barack Obama and Eric Holder saying, City of Ferguson is exonerated, blah, blah, blah. And Kevin Jackson has done 100 less appearances or more on Fox than he had today. I would be more than happy for that. No problem at all. Because my cause is not about that. My cause is about waking black folks up. I would be more happy if it was 40% of blacks suddenly are looking at, you know, voting Republican, 60% can vote Democrat. If I was able to accomplish that, and we're well on our way to it, by the way, we want to get to 20%. Now, my team is going, Kevin, we only need 11%, and we're golden. Democrats are crushed. And I go, so what? They said Trump's at 9 or something like that. I'm like, why don't we double it?
Well, we don't want people to, we claim we're going to double it, and our donors then don't, you know, get mad because we only got to 14%,
which, by the way, would crush the Democrats, okay? What, we don't get an A for effort? They would feel like their money was lost? What, they think we squandered their funds? What are you talking about? Why shouldn't we shoot for 20 or 25? I would rather have a stretch goal than to just barely be getting by. Look, we're showing that we can make an impact. For those of you who want to be a part of it, by the way, send us a note. KJRadio.com is where you can send us a note and get in the game. We're trying to get these affiliates set up around the country, so we have people working actively to fund our projects and get us moving forward. We are going to move the black vote. That's my mission. That was my latest whisper from God. Anyway, that's not even what I want to talk about. President Trump's jumping on Schiff for the right reasons. He's a liar. But the other thing, I started the today's segments with the Olympics and how I cheered against America. Not the America as a whole at the Olympics, but certain people. I've never cheered against an individual in America who proudly wore that uniform and that flag. I've never cheered against them until this year. I cheered against two people that would dare open their mouths and disrespect the country, saying, well, I'm not going to support Barack Obama. I'm not going to support Donald Trump. Whew, thank goodness Barack Obama's gone. I'm not going to support Trump. I'm not going to the White House. And I was thinking to myself, who wants you there? Look, even the athletes, if you were, whatever the Olympics were happening during the time of Obama, I didn't care. If an Olympic athlete had said, I don't support Barack Obama, I only support America, I would have been mad at that Olympian. I don't care anything about Obama from a policy perspective. I think he was a horrible president. But I would have been mad at an athlete who is representing this country in the time of whatever president and said, I don't support him and I'm not going to the White House. That's why I can't stand these basketball players and these football players. I'm not going to go to the White House. I'm going to find a convenient excuse. I think it's silly. Anyway, Mirai Nagasu, I can't say her name, but she's one of our Olympic skaters. And here's how the article reads. The criticism piled on quickly for American Mirai Nagasu after the ladies' free skate. Not because of her underwhelming performance, she placed 10th overall after botching several of her jumps, but because of her puzzling post-game interview. The two-time Olympian offered up bizarre excuses for her and Team USA's lackluster showing in Pyeongchang. Everything from the lack of a warm shower to an early wake-up time to the team competition 2 weeks earlier was blamed for the U.S. worst showing in decades. Let me tell you why we have the worst showing in decades. What you heard her say? Described anybody? Anybody? Why didn't I win? Here are the litany of excuses as to why I didn't win, other than I didn't perform. In the case of Nagasu, she can't say, well, I tried to hamstring my opponents. I tried to cut them off at the knees, pull a Tonya Harding. But it's her. She's the one that's not. I don't know what her role is, what she does. I know how it is to train to be a world-class athlete. I know that. So either you spent the time or you didn't. But don't go talking about, we didn't have a warm shower.
or it was too early to wake up. Are you kidding me? They said no one bought it, and days later, Nagasu offered a tearful apology in an interview with People magazine and attempted to clarify her post-skate sentiments. The Dancing with the Stars comment, where she said her skate was essentially an audition for the show, was a tactic her sports psychologist recommended to distract her from the pressure of the moment. She said that. Maybe I was just, you know, trying to get on Dancing with the Stars. I mean, I didn't watch the interview. I didn't follow this Olympics very much, except I was shocked to hear that the men's curlers won. And they didn't dope. Wow. She said, it wasn't meant to come across as ungracious or flippant. It was a result from mental exhaustion. This is a skater, folks. We're not talking about a Navy SEAL coming back from war. She says, I don't know if I can stress enough how mentally exhausting this all is. I feel especially bad that my comments weren't a good representation of me, and I came off really poorly. Look, I get it. It is it. When you're at that level of competition, it is a different ball game. But really, that's what you come back with? You got all the... Why can't you just come back with the normal thing that says, look, I didn't skate my best. I blew it. I could have done better. You know, we had a lot of pressures on us, and unfortunately, I didn't rise to the occasion. Whatever. There's 500 things this woman could have said, but she's instead giving the Hillary Clinton litany. Well, it was the Russians that did it. It was Donald Trump's grabbing women by the that made me do it. It was conservatives. I didn't want to represent America knowing that. I mean, I don't know what all she said, but can you believe that? That's the nation we built. Those are the Olympians we send now.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What's up, America? Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. So I mentioned there's bad news. Let's just put it out there. There's bad news. Now, it's not for us. Thankfully, the bad news is on the left. Now, let me give you some examples. I mentioned this earlier. The NRA is booming. The NRA they were at 4-point-something million not long ago. They're over 5 million. With all this stuff that's happening with the shooting, Parkland shooting, membership is going through the roof. People who have regular memberships have upgraded. People who had no memberships at all, who said they would never join the NRA, have joined. I tell you, the NRA, as sad as it is to say, they make money on the tragedies, like what we just witnessed with Parkland. They make crazy money. And what's funny is the left they would have fewer guns in America if they got off the gun control freak nonsense. There'd be many fewer guns. And let me tell you, if the left just did what was right for the country, there would be no need for as many guns. Many of us would just be collectors. You better have a firearm with you if you live inside of an urban indoctrination center. If you're in the suburbs, like let's say it's Dallas, Texas, or Cleveland, Ohio, or Detroit, Michigan. I don't care whether you live in Livonia, Michigan, or wherever. If you live in Plano, right out on the outskirts of Dallas, it doesn't matter where you live, you better have a firearm. A buddy of mine who's a he used to be ATF, now he's ATE or ATFE or whatever, but all of these guys that I talk to say it is better to have a gun when you need it and face the criminal charges than it is to not have one. I'm just telling you. And the way that they're trying to restrict you is very sneaky. But here's the thing. I'm going to make a prediction. Number one, the NRA will continue to grow and gun knowledge will increase, and the more the gun knowledge increases and the more adamant we remain about our Second Amendment, the worse it is for the left. And the companies who decided that they were going to remove the NRA from their, you know, discount list, who want to ignore 5 million people, they're going to suffer. National, Alamo, Symantec, LifeLock, all those companies will suffer. It's the Trump, you can call it the Trump curse, but I call it the Trump effect. Donald Trump, if you go against him, you're going to suffer. And the reason is very simple. It isn't because Trump is Trump. It has nothing to do with that, in fact. For those of you out there saying, oh, Kevin, I know you're just a Mr. Donald Trump guy. No. It's a very simple thing. A very simple
what was I going to say? What's the word I'm looking for? Anyway, it's simple. It's common sense. See, what Donald Trump does is he understands common sense. I realize for leftists out there listening, and even for some of my conservative friends that are out there listening, they're like, what's Kevin going to say? You were hanging on my every word. It's common sense. Because as the old saying goes, common sense ain't so common anymore. Donald Trump is using common sense. When he talks about gun control at schools, putting guns in schools, I should say, the gun control freaks and nuts go, oh my gosh, he's actually going to solve the problem. I want you to picture a world where you don't have massive Muslim killings. You don't have massive shootings in schools. I want you to picture that world. I want you to, let's go a year where we don't have a mass shooting in a school because teachers are armed or we have armed veterans or whatever. Let's just go 1 year. Watch what happens. Let Donald Trump get his way, and you're going to find out people are going to freak out. It's going to be something else worked. It'll disappear. You'll hear nothing about it. You got to love this guy. It's common sense, folks. There's no mystic, no magical stuff here. And by the way, if you're listening to this program and you think that Kevin Jackson, he's amazing, he's so smart. No. It's just, here we go again, common sense. I may put a little funny spin on it from time to time. I may dress it up, put a little bow tie on it, striped shirt, the little sailor hat, but all I'm doing is giving you common sense. It's funny to me because I'm going, wow, people really love some common sense. Oh, man. I would love to make myself bigger than what I am in this regard. Actually, I wouldn't. But it's fun to think of it as like, yeah, you know, there's that man on TV, the purveyor of common sense. You know, I'm sitting there and it's, you know, common sense. I got my badge on, common sense. People, how do I get that badge? I want that badge. Hey, folks, I'm gonna clue you in on a little something. You've got it. That's why you're here. And all I'm doing is validating your common sense. Because you know what? People have challenged your, what's the word? Come on, somebody help me. Sensibilities. See, you have common sensibilities. The things that everybody knows. You want to raise your kids in nice, safe neighborhoods. Nobody wants to raise their kids in unsafe neighborhoods. Can I get an amen? Right. You want your kids to go to school, and you want them to, you want to help? I'll give you a little help. Starts with an L, ends with an N. It's called learn. You want your kids to learn. You don't want your kids going to school for socialization and all that. That's going to happen. They live in the world. But what are we discussing? We're discussing, and I love how the left is, we need common sense gun reform. Common sense gun reform. They understand that what they do is uncommon sense. So they tell you that what you're thinking is nonsensical. It's crazy that you would want more guns. You would want people using a firearm to protect yourself. How crazy are you to want to protect your children? What are you? Is you ignorant? And you're going, well, but I mean, it would make sense if people come in and shoot kids in the school that there would be somebody on. That's just crazy talk right there. And you go, well, maybe my common sense is, you know, and it gets challenged. And I'm sorry to tell you, but you get a little weak in the knees. And you're going, well, maybe they're right. I mean, you know, more guns doesn't seem to be the answer when there's guns. Oh, really? Tell the military that. Yeah. Would you rather be overgunned or undergunned? Yeah. By the way, what's his name? The one that Geronimo or somebody killed? Whoever it was, was it Custer? Thank you. Custer? You think when Custer met with the Indians and they had those long rifles and they were picking off Custer's men, because Custer was used to the rifles that they had that didn't fire quite as far? Yeah. See, common sense gun reform would have been for Custer to find out what weapons they had so he had bigger weapons. That would have been common sense gun reform. But we don't talk about common sense. We talk. Let me ask you this. What is common sense about having a sovereign nation full of citizens who pay their taxes and pay their dues and do things by the book, and then you let other people come in without any checks and balances, nothing. They just come right in, and they can immediately get on a system that they've paid not a dollar into. They can get on Social Security. They can get on welfare. They can jump on to into medical, into your education system and all that, and haven't paid a nickel. What kind of common sense is that? What kind of common sense is it to bring in refugees who you suddenly realize, wow, we're having a lot more terror attacks. We're having a lot more rapes, a lot more crime. What kind of common sense is that?
Oh, it's not humanitarian not, you know, to want to get these people or whatever.
They will use whatever twisted logic they have to challenge your common sense. And you,
well, you know, it is kind of humanitarian. I mean, look at where these people live.
Okay. Let Abdul sleep in your house, and you have a daughter pregnant, and she'll be, you know, practicing Islam soon, and you'll be dead. I'm not trying to be mean-spirited, Twan. I'm just telling you, these are the things that happen. So when you come listen to me, I'm just giving you a dose of common sense. I'm just telling you, look, folks, I got no skin in the game in the sense of I love all people, but I'm going to watch you. I'm going to observe, and when I observe certain trends, I go, you know, it's really funny. The more Muslims we let in this country, the more of this, 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 and this that occurs. Oh, by the way, I've noticed they don't respect our laws. I've noticed they don't respect our religion. I've noticed they don't respect our way of life. And you know what else I've noticed? The crap hole country that they come from is nothing that I would want to live in, so why would I bring it here? It's their job to adjust to us, not the other way around. So, look, folks, common sense. Donald Trump comes out and he says, I'm going to close the borders. I'm going to stop these bad Islamic, you know, terrorists from coming in. I'm going to give you common sense tax reform, which means I'm going to give you your money back because you're a better steward of your money than the government is. I guarantee you. I'm going to do the things that make sense, real sense. And the left fights it because they're idiots. They have not an ounce of common sense among the millions of them.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing.
IDStronghold.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Feinstein's in big trouble. Bad news for the Democrats. There's a lot of bad news for the Democrats. When we, the next hour, I want to talk about a guy who wrote a piece that said 2018 was going to be bad for the Republicans. I'm telling you, we're going to pick this dude apart. He's a former, he's a Republican, a former congressman out of New York, which there's no, it's funny, there's no such thing as a Republican in New York for the most part. Oh, Kevin, there's, they got Long Island, they got this, that. Let me tell you, you can't, it's hard to be a Republican in New York. It just is. It's just the nature of the beast. Anyway, this guy writes a piece in Huffington Post talking about how bad it's going to be in 2018 for the Republicans. And he's using the Mueller investigation as part of that. Let me just tell you something. When you hear this, when I talk about this in the program later, you're going to crack up. You're going to say to yourself, these people really are delusional. But there's always a glimmer of hope somewhere. Quite frankly, it's not even a glimmer. It's like a big shining light in my face that I'm having to put my hand up. That's how much light has been shined on the Democrats. Let me put it another way. Would you prefer to be a Republican or a Democrat this year? Election year. I know what I would be. And I'm not talking... Look, I don't care about the Republicans. I don't. I told you guys, everybody listens to me, I tell you, I have an affinity to the Republicans because they freed my people. But outside of that, I have no affinity for Republicans. I don't see any difference really between the two. But what I do know is this. The Republicans have figured it out. They figured out that Donald Trump knows how to win. Now, they support him because he wears an R at the end of his name. But for Trump, the R means nothing. Just put a T. There's a new party, the Trump Party. And all it is pragmatic Americans. Pragmatist. Make it the pragmatist party. Pragmatic party, whatever you want to call it. But it's people that look at things through the lens of what I said earlier, of common sense, and they say, here's the way this should work. You look for solutions. Imagine if companies ran like politics. Well, guess what? You don't have to imagine too much because most of them do now. But before, when all they cared about was making a better product, servicing their customers better, you have successful companies. That's what our government is supposed to do. It's supposed to be looking for a better product, servicing its customers better, and therefore, government flourishes, but so does the general population. You can offer a product or service, make your profits, do well, and people that take it, you know, that get to partake of that service or that product feel good about it. Everybody wins. Right now, the government is making an inferior product. And it's telling you, you should love our product. And you're going, I don't love this product. This product stinks, man. This product is not a good product. And they're going, well, you're going to take it anyway, and we're going to make it more expensive. And Donald Trump says, nope, I'm going to make a better product, and here's a rebate. Here's your tax cut already because we've been ripping you off on the existing product. If you think about this from pure manufacturing point of view, that's what's going on. Donald Trump says, we've been manufacturing bureaucracy. It's been hindering you in every way, shape, and form. So I'm going to cut the manufacturing process. We're going to cut off all that crap that you no longer want. We've done an analysis, a study, a survey of all the things you want from my new widget. And we're cutting out the nonsense. And by the way, by cutting it out, it's simplifying it, making it easier for you to use. So imagine the old days of television where, you know, the cable company had to come out to fix your cable. Cable now, they if you got a cable, you call, you say, hey, my cable's out. They go, oh, what's up? And they can literally send a signal and do all this stuff remotely. That's better service. And that's what you're looking for. That Trump is saying, I'm going to take the cable industry and I'm going to make it easier for you. Everything that you used to do where you had to get in your car and come down here and all that, I'm going to make it all easy and I'm going to take out the middleman and all these other things. I'm going to give you much bigger selection and hopefully I'm going to lower the price. Now, I can't say that's what's happened to cable, but you get my point. And so he's saying, I'm going to streamline government. I'm going to make it better for you. And I'm also going to get rid of the people who are looking to just add to your angst. So we're going to get rid of them. And it's working. That's what he does. And the left hate him for that because you're getting part of your money back. You're actually having a better experience at the office than you were before. But here's what's interesting is with all his power, what Trump ends up being is our best employee. He's our best employee. He's not somebody that we go to and go, Mr. President, please. He's just our best employee. He's the guy you go, man, I can't wait for that Donald Trump to get to work. But you, we the people, we are the employers. So I want you to flip this, the structure, the corporate structure upside down and put the pyramid on its tip and flip it up. You now, that big base
is now the president, and it all filters down to the best employee. And what that best employee does is he says, okay, I'm the tip of this pyramid, and I'm the one that's teetering. You know, everything teeters on me. But if he straightens out 435 congressmen and 100 senators, he gets a little more of a square foundation. If you add in that layer of the judiciary, however many judges we have, he gets even more square of the foundation. And if he does it correctly, we're no longer a pyramid. We're just a big, flat box or a rectangle just sitting firmly on the ground. That's the way it should be. It shouldn't be a pyramid. It should be one flat foundation where we all represent each other and we look for the best. And that's not what's happening. And see, here's the deal. The Democrats don't, as I said, the signs are there. Feinstein, she was speaking at some event, the California Democrat Party convention, and before she could even finish her speech, they start playing music. You know, and so she keeps talking. And the more she talks, the louder the music gets. And then here's what she says. I guess my time is up. How prophetic. I guess my time is up. You know what Barbara Feinstein, concealed and carry weapon holder with security still? Your time is up. In this article, they said it's a sign of things to come. And the audience was chanting, your time is up. Your time is up. 25 years in the Senate, coming up for reelection. Her time is up. Now, here's the bad news for us. Do you think they're going to put somebody in that's got common sense? Somebody that's going to support our policies? No. They're going to put in a radical. That's what they're going to do. But what it is a sign that the Democrats have finally gotten it. And what they're going to do is they're going to finally get around to doing what we've been doing as conservatives and Republicans for quite some time, which is getting rid of the riffraff. I love that the number of Republicans who said, I'm not running for office. Now, the Democrats go, they're vulnerable in those. We're going to go and get them. They're not going to win those seats. They're not. The Democrats are. This is the most vulnerable election cycle in their history. In their history. They're going to lose again. They're going to lose more seats in the Senate. They're going to lose seats in the House. And they're Donald Trump. Well, I mean, let's in 2020, he's going to get reelected. Undoubtedly. You can rest easy. Now, that doesn't mean you can't get out to vote and do all the things you should be doing. You should still be changing hearts and minds. But trust me, you're in good shape. 2018 is going to be the worst year in the Democrat Party's history. And it's all, you're already seeing the signs. There would have been, tell me a time when Feinstein would have been challenged. People like her die in office. People are now, they've already been calling for Pelosi to go. She fought it off at the beginning. She's not fighting it off anymore. Maxine Waters has a challenger. These perennial dinosaurs, Democrat dinosaurs, have been out there for some time. But now they're being replaced. Now in California, they're being replaced by even worse people. That's okay. Don't cry for California. California is going to get what it gets. It's like when I think of California, I think of how America elected Barack Obama, where it was like, he's going to be changed. They're going to put in all these bad banditos out in California. It's going to go to into the crapper. There's going to end up being some sort of federal oversight of California because it's so wacky. For example, teachers can't shoot back at people shooting at them. That's how wacky it is. A person can give you HIV and it's no big deal. Why? Because the stigma of death is no longer whatever. They can do that. And a host of other things that state does that makes no common sense whatsoever. It makes no sense on any. If you're about the public good, none of these things makes any sense at all. Sanctuary cities. It makes no sense. Totally against the law. There's no question it's against the law. Ask if California cares.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.